By Angie Abdu. Without a doubt, the loudest night of the year at the Fernie Aquatic Center is during the annual Skins Race. Skins is an elimination-style competition. A full heat of swimmers race one length. Each time, the slowest swimmer is eliminated until the event comes down to a face-off between the last two standing swimmers. The first race is freestyle, and afterwards the stroke is chosen by a random pick of the hat, which includes fly, back, breast, and free. As a sprint, the competition obviously tests speed, but since the races are back-to-back, the swimmers are also tested for their endurance and recovery, and since the event covers all strokes, it tests swimmers' depth and versatility as well. This type of elimination swimming event first became popular in Australia and later became a feature in the U.S. Professional Swimming League. Dolphins head coach Aidan Chudley has a swimming background in both of those countries and was excited to bring that lively, engaging format to Canada. Dolphins include a skins race every spring at the Fernie Fox Invitational. Where some skins events only house one heat of women and one of men, the Fernie meet runs a skins race for each of the age groups. Swimmers march out for each race to loud music and cheering. Mike Rigglesworth provides some high-spirited announcing. It's a very spectator-friendly event. The energy and volume are off the charts. We look forward to it each year. All in attendance would say this event brings something special and memorable to the Fernie Fox meet, said Chudley. This year, Dolphins made it into the top six for each age group, so Fernie viewers had extra reason to cheer. In the 10 and under boys, Leo Longshaw made it to final showdown and came out second. In the 11-12 girls, Layla Rellout touched her opponent in a tight butterfly race to win her age group. In both the 13-14 and the 15 and over boys categories, Matthew Cassidy and Ethan Sov, respectively, outraced their fellow male competitors in some very tight races to end up second. In the 15 and over girls, Catherine Hafke hung in with some stiff competition to place third, where alumnus Olivia Howes came first. The random approach to deciding which stroke the athletes will race adds to the excitement of the event. Catherine Hafke, for example, was happy when her weakest stroke, breaststroke, was chosen early to give her a wider field from which she only had to beat one. Once the field narrowed to 20-year-old varsity swimmer Olivia Howes and an 18-year-old American heading to University of Utah on a swimming scholarship, Hafke hoped for her best stroke, backstroke, feeling that she had a good chance of beating the American. However, freestyle showed up next, and Hafke was outtouched and settled for third. That's the gaming aspect of it, Chudley explained. The element of chance, the suspense of what stroke will come next and how that might affect the outcome, adds to the viewing enjoyment. The noise level at the Aquatic Center proved Chudley right. Crowds got into the fun spirit and cheered the home team to great results.